Liquor Talk. Hope you got your liquor ready because a brand new episode starts now. Welcome on, welcome everybody to another edition of Liquor Talk. This is the men's only round for the month of February. Y'all already know what it is. Pour up that rum for the Black History Month. Cheers. I already got my Jack. I already got my whiskey, you know what I'm saying? For Black History Month, one of the most important months of the year. It's the shortest month of the year. It's 29 days because it's a leap year, but I know. Juggy, how you doing today, man?
Bro, I'm blessed and highly favored, bro. Thank you always for sharing your space and bringing me on. Some of the best times, you know, I have are when I'm on the show, hanging out with you, hanging out with our listeners, hanging out with the watchers, and just doing men's only round therapy, man. You know, I'm ready to rumble.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's definitely our best time. Definitely the best time of the month when we can deliver the men's only round or straight up man talk. You know what I'm saying? So, but this month it is near and dear to us. Happy Black History Month. Fuck all the distractions. I know they put everything in this month to distract you from the fact that it's about us. You know what I'm saying? You had the Super Bowl this month. You had the NBA All-Star Weekend this month. I think the Grammys were this month. And of course, you have Valentine's Day this month. Man, listen, they have so many distractions.
But you also have distractions. You get
that. This month is about us. We super Black this month.
100%. You also had the distractions. You had Drake crowning Sexy Red as a new queen of hip hop. Drake exposing himself. Christian Rock tattooing Blueface's face on her face. There's plenty of distractions, and I want people to realize that this month is ours, but Black History Month is 24/7, 365. Black history is American history, and furthermore, Black history is world history. Never let anybody else tell you different, because I won't let them tell me differently. I don't care what the DeSantis does.
Yes, you have to do it. You have to make it our month. You know what I'm saying? It's about us. Don't let the distractions fool you. Listen, our history, don't let them whitewash history because they feeling guilty and they're feeling woke. Listen, just own up to the fact that it's your history and do your part to be a better person. That's all you got to do for the people out there. Because I saw something to where you got parents where schools sent out a permission slip just so that way they can read aloud Black history topics. What? Where they do that at, man?
And, you know, we'll get into this a little bit later, you know, when I do the political segment, Vic, but the truth of the matter is there are a significant portion of our elected officials that are trying to preempt a lot of the civil rights laws that were passed in the 60s. So, you know, it's what a time to be alive. No matter what happens, we're going to make things work. But we'll get into later some of the things that are really going on. And yes, permission slips. And honestly, you are putting your freedom on the line because the police can come and get you. Because technically it is against the law. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, the police always say that for the community, this is an excellent opportunity for them to be morally bound and not just follow any old law. So we'll see what happens with that. We will see.
Yes, we will definitely see what happens with that, and we'll go from there. But I would not be remiss if I will congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on back-to-back Super Bowls.
I'm red. That's not my team. Duval till I die. Jaguars all day. I just happen to have on red.
Hey, it's all about the Bucks over here. But hey, the conspiracy said the Jaguars might win the Super Bowl in 2025. So,
they do. I'm gonna act up so bad, big. You're gonna have to come and get me if we play next year, boy. You definitely gonna have to. And it's gonna be doing Black History Month.
Yep.
Boy.
Listen, the Super Bowl gonna be in New Orleans next year. I'm like, bro. Shit, I don't know if I'd make that trip though, because I looked at how much shit was in Vegas, but you know they always for the Super Bowl, they always price out the broke people, you know what I'm saying? The fans.
You gotta bust out the credit card for that one.
You do.
You just gotta bust out the
credit card. You gotta bust out the credit card. You better have everything lined up because somebody, I don't know if you saw this or not, but someone got a Pepsi. I think it was a Pepsi and a Gatorade, and it was like $23. I'm like, for those two items.
$23 for what now?
For a soda and a Gatorade, $23.
And what is it, Disney World? Is Disney World prices?
Goddamn. I haven't been to Disney World in years, but that sounds about right for Disney World. But see, like I said, the Super Bowl is gonna be in New Orleans next year, so it's gonna be right during Mardi Gras. Like, oh my goodness.
Well, they selling y'all a pipe dream and making y'all pay for that mug, boy.
Yes, they are, man. Yes, they are. And but did you see Usher's performance though?
Hey, bro, man, people talking bad about the man. Look, when you look on a lot of halftime shows, a lot of people don't have a catalog to hang for a Super Bowl halftime show. One thing I say about Usher, he got in shape, he was well prepared. He had his pimp sweater on. He brought out some greats. He brought Lil Jon, Luda, Alicia Keys. Well, she could have left her off, honestly. Cracking the voice, she about put a crack in my glasses the way she was singing them first few notes. I expected better for somebody to consider themselves all time great. But anyways, he brought on Alicia Keys. You know, he looked like he was trying to steal Swizz Beatz girl, even though Swizz Beatz said it's all right. It was a good halftime show. Definitely was vibing, definitely was rocking back and forth. And they say, are you entertained? I was definitely entertained. He did a good job with the halftime show. He was sweating like a mug.
He definitely was.
Halftime show. I give him his props.
Hey, he was sweating like a mug, but listen, I was at a Super Bowl party. Shout out to Tampa's Black Finest. Shout out to that group on Facebook. I was at the Super Bowl party. It seemed like the ladies were in there going crazy for her. And just watching their reaction and watching everybody's reaction to some of these songs. And I'm like, I found myself getting lit too. I'm like, my goodness, man.
When he pulled out them rollers, he came out them roller skates and was rolling around on that panoramic view, boy. I was like, okay, Usher, I see you, bro. I see you. But, hey, did you see Jermaine Dupri? Like this about the whole Thanksgiving of 1797.
I'm like, so I don't think anybody told Jermaine Dupri the memo of what we're going to be wearing because I'm like, bro, what the hell you wearing?
He looked like he about to host the kids Thanksgiving Christmas. You know, Charlie Brown, the Christmas Thanksgiving place. At the end of the year, bro, I was like, bro, you got to take the biggest L. You got all these eyes on your TV. And you're going to wear the cupcake socks that they wear to go to Sunday school at the Baptist church downtown?
You couldn't come out with something better than that.
Huh?
I'm like, he couldn't come out with something better than that, man. I'm like, you got all of America. You got all of America watching you. That's what you come out with?
Never would have seen me go out like that, bro. At least I might perform bad, but at least I'm going to be fresh to death.
Hell yeah. Yes, it was a lot of shenanigans. Outside of it, the game, it's like Kansas City is now this generation's Patriots. The shit, yeah. I don't know, it felt scripted. I don't know, it didn't really feel like that because I'm like,
you know, a lot of people, I mean, we go through this every year for the conspiracy theories,
yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, like, you've probably been seeing the ads lately for Hard Rock BET. You know, now you can bet on sports in Florida. Listen, the Vegas sports books are billion-dollar organizations. They're generally associated with the mafia. Who knows whether it's scripted or not? I don't know. But I know one thing that a lot of people was mad about losing them parlays when the 49ers didn't win the Super Bowl and they out-checked. Like, I was seeing videos online. Dudes was... Hitting the TV.
Bro, they were destroying them TVs.
Yeah. So, you know, don't let the entertainment, like, affect your real life like that. Because after you break that mug, guess who got to pay for it?
You do.
And then it's recorded too. Like, nah, player. Nah.
Man, you want to go viral for your reactions and stuff. But I'm just like, I saw this from a mile away. It's like, even though San Francisco was balling in the first half, and they very well could have won the game, but and I'm like, I don't know how the defense just fell apart in the second half, but I'm like, was it scripted or was it just Kansas City?
That's what credit to Kansas City. Like, you know what I'm saying? They've been here before. Patrick Mahomes, you know what I'm saying? This is his third title. He's only 28 years old. He's always made the playoffs. You know, every generation NFL has, you know, a poster boy, and this generation is Patrick Mahomes, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, but if we're talking about a Super Bowl, I know you heard about the parade and the festival afterwards, all those people, and then they end up having that shooting. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm like, seriously, at the damn Super Bowl, y'all coming together to celebrate a shooting, but now y'all want to have a shooting. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, man, that was really sad. And again, going back to politics again, where's the gun control bills? The NRA is in the pockets of these elected officials. You know what I found out when I was looking at an article about, the shooting for the parade, for Kansas City's victory parade? You know when the NRA holds their national convention, and for those of you who don't know, the NRA is the National Rifle Association, Gun Central, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they hold their national convention, you know you can't bring weapons in?
Where?
To the NRA National Convention.
They're some damn hypocrites, man. That sounds like some hypocritical shit right there.
The people who love guns the most said you can't bring no weapons in our convention.
You can have them at everybody else's convention, but you can't bring no guns in ours. Man, y'all some freaking hypocrites. And then, of course, going back to what everybody got their Hollywood ending, I'm like, you know what? Y'all annoy me with showing this damn celebrity. You know what I'm talking about, Taylor Swift. The celebrity who can't sing worth a lick. I'm like, come on now.
Yeah. But I'm going to give Taylor Swift her props, though, Vic, because she donated $100,000 to the lady that got killed at the shooting. Where's the police benevolent societies? Where's the county? Why the county? Yeah. Why did the Chiefs pay for that? See, y'all want to talk about conspiracy theories. Y'all don't get me started. How come those people didn't help out those people who got shot?
Right.
The team got all that money from winning the Super Bowl. They couldn't sponsor the person that got shot. The city
and I saw Patrick Mahomes went to go saw somebody in the hospital that got shot. I'm like, yeah, Patrick, you can make an appearance, but you got to put your money behind that player, because we know you got that $500 million contract that I'm hearing that you're going to take less on, make sure that they can keep it together. But, you know, you got the money, player.
Hey, people really got to ask themselves, how much do they care about you versus how much do you care about them?
Yeah.
How much do they really care about you? Now, that was a great gesture by Taylor Swift, but, you know, wouldn't it have been almost more appropriate for a boyfriend to have given? Since he plays for
the
I didn't hear nothing out of Travis. I mean, his heart, our thoughts and prayers, senseless act of violence.
They say that same shit every year.
People are dying, bro.
Bro, they say that shit every year. They say it so much to where we're just numb to it. Like, what actions are y'all gonna take? You know what I'm saying? Like, does everybody need to be protecting themselves? Like, what actions are y'all gonna take?
I don't know what actions they're gonna take, but I know what actions we should force to make them take, Vic. But I'll wait till the political segment before I get too much into that. What you got next, bro?
Actually, I'm gonna turn you loose on that political segment, you know what I'm saying? Because how convenient was it that this shooting happened, right? And then, meanwhile, Congress passes a bill to send $95 million over to Ukraine and Israel. Because now it's like they got the distraction. Let's go ahead and pass this bill while the American public is distracted by this Kansas City Super Bowl shooting. And I'm like, yeah, because y'all sneaky bastards. Y'all want to send all this money over here. Meanwhile, inflation is through the roof. Nobody can afford their rent. Nobody can afford their homes. Food costs so much. You got homeless veterans. all this shit y'all got so much money on, and y'all ain't saying nothing to them damn business owners or the damn corporations who are price gouging the fuck out of America, who are making a killing. They're seeing record profits, but yet people like us, we're struggling around here.
Make you hit the nail on the head. They did a study, and it was on the show Roland Martin Unfiltered. You might have heard of it, where he went over actual business statistics, and he found out for the price of goods and services that 70% of the markup was corporate profit. That means that that money that you're spending isn't because, you know, it costs more to ship stuff, and it does, but it goes in the pockets of the ultra wealthy and to the corporations. We can regulate these things. Now, you mentioned the bill where they sent even more money to Ukraine. And there's a lot going on there that I will talk about later on my show because it's extremely in-depth and it takes time to unpack it all. But the simple answer is we allowed them to. If we got on our politicians and we paparazzi them the way we do paparazzi on celebrities and movie stars and our athletes and our rappers and so on and so forth, we might be able to actually get somewhere. If we actually didn't vote against our interests, I'm talking to you white people, y'all vote against y'all interests because your whiteness is more important than what's actually good for the country, including you. And I dare somebody to tell me that's not what it's about. Because when I look at Donald Trump, he just got a judgment today, over $300 million judgment against him, and he can't do business in New York for the next 3 years. Fox News, who sit here and sold the big lie, they paid $776 billion for a lie for Donald Trump. And damn, they still lying.
Damn, that's a lot of money. God damn, Fox News. Do y'all know what we can do with this money?
Listen, I said this last show, and last month, and I want to reiterate this, that Fox News, the owner of Fox, his name is Rupert Murdoch, is actually trying to recoup the money he lost from that judgment I just mentioned through Tubi. The guy who owns Fox owns Tubi.
Oh, guess who content bro, I saw that.
Is on Tubi? Guess whose content is on Tubi? All the black content is on Tubi because it's free.
Bro, I saw
but
that.
You don't know you're building up their money for them. So you got to pay closer attention to things that are going on. Now, I want to talk about something else because we talked about it with Hank last month. This November, Vic, I need you to spread the word, family, friends, everybody. If you got to get in people's face, and you've never heard me say that before, and I'm a political nut, but you've never heard me say those words before, you got to get in people's face. I'm going to tell you why. Donald Trump and the people he will put in an appointing office are trying to reverse the Civil Rights Act of 1964, 1965, and 1967. They've already gutted the Civil Rights Voting Rights Act. It's been gutted by the Supreme Court. If they take away our civil rights, that means that white-owned businesses, which is 95% of businesses in the United States that we all depend on, have the right to refuse service. That means your lights, your bank, your mortgage company, everything, they can refuse business from you. That is on the ballot. I don't care about Joe Biden, and I certainly don't give a F about Donald Trump. Our freedoms and people who respect the rule of law is on the ballot. So next time I say, Joe Biden's so old. Donald Trump is confusing Obama and Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was president over 40 years ago.
Yep.
Hello? He's younger than Biden. How is he having those mental lapses? So I'm telling everybody, your city council, your city commissioners, your police chiefs, your state representatives, the heads of the different departments, the departments of education, departments of transportation, the state law enforcement departments. All of those are what we should be paying attention to. And if you live in Florida, and you're not paying attention to politics, our governor is human trafficking people to other states, even though we have the money to take care of them and make them a part of the economy. They do the jobs that none of us will do. I'm not going out there to break my back to pick fruits and vegetables for 5 cents and no benefits. But because they got a culture war, those people left the state. So who the F is picking your fruits and vegetables that we eat at the grocery store?
That's a good I guess the ones that weren't affected are, but because a lot of them weren't affected, but a lot of them were affected. They hauled ass. So they definitely screwed us over. So I need people in these states to go ahead and make it to the polls. Because you hold your states back. Like, I look at Mississippi. Like, if Mississippi people will get out of their own way and vote people that will make a change, Mississippi wouldn't be fucking up so much. Hell, that same goes for Florida, too.
You know what's funny, Vic? You know what's funny, bro? Mississippi has the most black people out of any state in the union. But 95% of them don't vote. And it's not by accident. It's not by accident. We got to wake up. If you are an African-American in this country, I understand if you got kids, you got all this stuff going on, you cannot afford to put this off and say it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying taxes out of your check and you file your taxes and they tell you owe $500, that's your politicians that you're ignoring, making you pay for taxes you already paid out of your check. Taxation without representation is theft.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling y'all again, it's February. You have enough time to read up on Black history and become educated on who's in office and who's running for office.
Yep.
You can't, if you choose not to vote in November, guess what? I don't want to hear nothing.
That's right. If you choose not to vote in November, you can't talk. You know what I'm saying? Because
I don't want to hear nothing. For all the people that say, it doesn't matter, I don't like both candidates, so I'm not going to vote. Okay. By not voting, you're choosing a white supremacist dictator.
Mm-hmm.
You're choosing. And I was looking at the comments. You can at me at Book of Clarity on IG. I'd love to hear what you got to say because I got to answer for whatever you bring at me. But I'm telling you, Vic, it's February now. It's an election, presidential election year. If we don't vote in this election, this might be the last chance because Donald Trump has said 6 times on national TV, I will be a dictator from day one.
It's sad that this man want to be a dictator from day one, but and it's sad that the following he has, but what I don't get is like you people don't that are supporting him. I'm like, y'all over here empowering this man, and it's crazy. Like y'all because empowering this man, but this man don't give no fucks about you.
Because he brings out the inner racist that they had to suppress and push down, that inner pedophile, that inner rapist, that inner failure at life. 7 bankruptcies for Donald Trump.
7 bankruptcies.
7 bankruptcies. And guess what? Taxpayers had to pay for each and every one of them. You paid for Donald Trump's bankruptcy.
7 bankruptcies. And I sent you this, and what annoys me is there are some black people that were really going hard for Trump. I'm like, why is y'all going hard for Trump? Because he gave y'all stimulus?
They're being brainwashed by the Fox News. There's always going to be a part of Black people that vote and support people like Donald Trump because they harbor those same sentiments. They grew up in this system and they tried to adopt to be close. Like you saw Tim Scott?
Yeah.
He told Donald Trump, his Black ass told Donald Trump, I betrayed the person who put me in office because I love you. He said that to Donald Trump, a dark-skinned Black man from South Carolina.
From South Carolina, one of the first, mind you, this is the same South Carolina that was the first state.
Correct. Correct.
Back in the day. The same South Carolina where you drive through there, you got street names after Confederate generals.
Look, man, look, yeah, there's a lot of people that turn their ears off when I start talking about politics. And y'all can follow me at Book of Clarity to get the real breakdown of what's going on in our state of Florida. But I'm telling you right now, I can back up everything I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for smoke.
Yes, he is, y'all.
Well, every question you got, I got an answer and a reply why you're not doing your part.
Yeah, it's like he holding everybody accountable, y'all. So y'all better get with it if y'all don't know no better.
Got to vote. All right, man. What you got over there, Vic?
You definitely have to vote, ladies and gentlemen. I definitely need y'all to vote. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to vote because if you don't vote in this next election, the government is going to continue giving money to other countries while we're out here struggling. So I need y'all to vote. And please go out and do your part.
Correct.
But the next thing we got to talk about is, ladies, I got to deal with y'all on this one. Why do y'all have so many different things y'all feel the need to tell us, oh, it's not a man to do this, not a man to do that? Why is this trending? It's like every day I'm on social media, I see something new. Oh, if a man did this, I'm gonna break up with him. If a man did that, I'm gonna break up with him. Juggy, what do you think when you hear those things?
I got a simple answer, Vic. It's real easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I do when I see that? Let me show you what I do.
Ignore him. I like what you did there.
Guess what? It's plenty of fish in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got some likes, you don't run me.
You don't.
If it doesn't apply, let it fly. Let the dummies go in the comments about that.
Mm-hmm.
You get out there, mix and mingle, do what you got to do. You make sure your health is in order. You make sure your dress game is on point. You make sure your skin is moisturized. You make sure you got money in your pocket. You make sure your whip look good. You make sure your crib doesn't look like a drug house.
Yep.
Because a lot of y'all niggas got cribs that look like drug houses.
Yes, they do. And a lot of y'all have cribs that look like
drug houses. Mine was terrible before my wife got there. So I'm in there on that one too. But I'm just saying, put some IKEA, get some IKEA something up in there, rooms to go, something.
Something.
Yeah, let's be ready.
Yeah, you got to be ready. Like, it's like sometimes it may look like a jungle for me whenever I have a crib. Like, it may look like a jungle. If I know I got a woman coming over, oh, that shit looking good. You know what I'm saying?
You got the candles burning. You know what I'm saying? The floor vacuum, you dusted. Look, man. A man that could take pride in his appearance, take pride in his dress, the way he dressed, take pride in the way his living situation is. Women like that, bro.
Yep. And women, fellas, listen, fellas, ignore the women that tell us, oh, it ain't manly to do this. Like, why is a woman speaking for a man? That's my thing. Like, why are you speaking for a man? And also, I don't want to hear it because I guarantee you, let that woman have a kid. I'm like, you probably accepted that from the baby's daddy. So I really don't want to hear it.
We all got a little bit of toxic behavior in us. And, you know, sometimes we can all be hypocritical, bro. And, you know, what talks about comes to men not doing stuff. Now, sometimes, you know, there's good constructive criticism. But by and large, different people like different stuff, bro. You know, unless it's your girlfriend online talking about exactly what you do in your relationship, why should it matter? just keep scrolling. It's like, yes, see Andrew Tate and Christian Rock on my timeline. Keep scrolling.
Yeah, I definitely keep scrolling because I'm like, you know what? I don't get, because that kind of woman, I don't understand you. You wishy-washy to me. One minute you're telling me you're done with the man. Next minute, half your face is then got a tatted of you, man, of this man. And I'm like, ladies, and then I see other ladies doing it with other men. And I'm like, don't y'all women know you make yourselves unhireable? What employer is going to want to hire you? Got a face, your half your face covering this damn man. What corporate job, what job is going to want to hire you?
You know what the worst part is, Vic?
What's the worst part?
Christian Rock got that tattoo. She not even with that dude.
That's what. How you not with this man and you get, but your half your face is covered with his face?
Bro, she had it all, bro, before she met that man. And I got a whole Blueface accountable. Bro, you're nasty, bro. You're disgusting.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? The parents, you got to watch what your kids looking at on these phones and tablets and computers.
Please do, parents. Please do. Don't let social media raise your kid.
I saw a video the other day of this young girl. She's like, you know, like 20, 21. And her video went viral on social media. She was a teacher, right? A pre-K teacher. Do you know these kids had the words to Pound Town memorized by Sexy Red?
Oh, hell pre-K. No.
Twerking, touching each other's private parts. Some of y'all ain't fit to be parents, man.
They're not. And it's like some of them, it's like I could tell some of them they're not fit to be parents because they're young as hell. Some of these people are like teenagers having babies. I'm like,
it's ridiculous. Being a grandma, and a part of that isn't because of you, but we have to break these generational curses. And I would encourage everybody that hasn't read the Bible to know that it's our history. Mm-hmm. I said it.
Of course, it's our history.
I'm telling y'all right now, and this is me included, y'all need Jesus, bruh. Real talk.
Bruh, half the shit I see on social media, I'm like, these motherfuckers need Jesus, man. They need Jesus. They need help, man. All this shit I see, bro, y'all need help.
The stuff you see on social media, bro, people willing to do everything for likes. Some people are talented now. I'm not talking about that. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people need help. Because them likes don't always translate into dollars.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. So, you know, I'm telling you, man. If it's so bad, just limit your social media 30 minutes a day. Find a hobby, bro. But please, don't be following these celebrities off the cliff. Please. Especially y'all doing the cat fans. Lord Jesus. Have you seen the latest pictures?
Who?
Doja Cat.
Man, I stopped looking at her stuff a long time ago. Like, look. It's like, she made good music. She made catchy music, but her social media, I'm like, you know what?
You can't do it, bro.
Yeah, I'm not about to dive down this rabbit hole because
you're not gonna go save Doja, bro. You're not gonna go save Doja, man.
What I found is, if regular women don't want a man to come save them, what makes you think a celebrity is gonna want a man to come save them?
Bro, you preaching. You preaching right now, boy.
Come on now. Fellas, we gotta stop being Captain Save-A-Ho out here, you know what I'm saying? Because J. Cole told y'all in the song that these people don't want to be saved.
That song almost 10 years old and they still ain't listening.
It went right over everybody's head. J. Cole was before our time. J. Cole was way before their time. They don't even know it. It went way before their head. So when I see stuff on social media, some of it don't even surprise me. But some stuff I just got to talk about because, yeah, we see it. So, yeah, we're going to talk about it. But
Yep. Fellas, we got to do better, man. You can do better. You got to make a decision. You got to make a decision.
Yes, and also, fellas, live your fucking life. I've said this on so many different podcasts. If they're not paying your bills or helping you with your vision, you got to live your life, because this list of, I know we talked about this on the last one, but that list of going to like 600 or 700 things a man can't do, like, at some point, you know what? You just got to live your life, man. Let the bitter motherfuckers be the bitter motherfuckers.
Bro, if a woman come to you with that many things that she want to do, and she still don't got no man, what does that tell you?
Exactly. And also, people get the ones that are also on here talking about a man shouldn't do this, or the different social media standards. And also, I be seeing these men versus women conversation. I'm like, are you, no wonder you motherfuckers are single. Some of y'all tell on yourselves.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I always get on dudes' heads on Men's Only Round. If you watch Men's Only Round more than a couple times, you know I hold us as the fellas accountable. Mm-hmm. Every time. I see it as equal playing field, because there's a lot of stuff the dudes do, like not taking care of your kids.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And I agree with you. I'm like, bro, I'm with you with 100%, because hey, you're not that man to me if you're not taking care of your kids.
I mean, that's your legacy. Don't you want somebody to carry on your vision? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me when guys do that, because they're so dysfunctional. You know what I'm saying? They're caught up in the matrix. But yeah, man, I mean, look, fellas, you texted her and she say, maybe, I'll think about it, we'll see, I don't know. Or she texts back more than a few hours later and there's not an emergency and she went at work.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if she texts back fast and she texts back to the point, she into you. If she take forever to text back, then she done got caught up with somebody she into, you know what I'm saying? And ladies, quit shitting on the men you're not interested in. If you're not interested in that man, just fucking cut it off, you know what I'm saying? Tell him right then and there, so way he don't have to bother you waiting around for your texts and stuff. And the guy deal with your piss poor effort because you're not into it. Because we got maximum effort for the ones we want. But for the ones we don't want and we probably need, we don't go as hard as you do.
And I see it on two ways. On one side, you got dudes that say, oh, you're going to pay for your food? You trash. On the other side, you have some women who say, I'm going to get a free meal or free meals. Like, I've seen threads on like Twitter and stuff like that, where girls, they don't even buy groceries. They got
I saw that one. I saw the one with the chick that said she didn't buy groceries for almost 6 years because she was going on dates. I'm like, how the hell you go 6 years without buying groceries? What the hell? How the hell you go all them years? You mean tell me you have all them worthless conversations? My question is like, what happens if that man, what happens if you come across a man that piques your interest? Because I remember years ago, people would tell me, don't ever become a player because you might play the one that might be the one for you.
Ooh, some strong words, boy. And you got to remember, man.
Yeah.
It's not going to be perfect. But, bro, if you have somebody that shows mutual interest in and you're attracted to them, find out everything you can. Ask them questions. It doesn't always have to be eating. Like, go to the park, go to the coffee shop, go to an art festival, go to the museum, go skydive. Like, bro, there's so many other things that you could do to learn to have a good time with someone. And y'all so quick to take them out to eat. There's nothing wrong with it, but you got to be able to read the coverage, man. If she's not interested in you, and I'm not talking about that manosphere stuff.
Yeah.
Where these dudes be out here killing women, raping and molesting. Yeah, I'm not talking about that, man.
Listen, we're definitely not talking about that, because remember, if you do some shit like that, what's done dark comes to light. You saw what happened with Vince, man. But like I said, we don't know, you know what I'm saying? But I will say this about the manosphere, the rape things. if you're gonna do those things, I don't advocate for them, but you better make sure you have the money, because as soon as the money run out, all that's coming out.
You're gonna be in a heap of trouble, bro.
Yeah,
gonna be in trouble.
Yep, because you see with all these celebrities getting exposed right about now, a lot of them either they ran out of money or it's just time. You never know.
Ooh, I'm telling you, man. Y'all gotta be careful in these streets. Do your homework, check the social media, make sure you're ready. For those that's gonna say, I only get on the women, I always tell y'all to be prepared.
Yeah. You got to be prepared, because also, fellas, she might have that one man that can still have access to her, that no matter what she's in, no matter what she's in a relationship or not, there's always that one man that always has access to her, you know? And ladies, if y'all say there isn't, y'all can get on this podcast too, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Jogue ain't the only one that want to smoke, you know what I'm saying? It's Real V Jones on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we address everything, you know what I'm saying? We ain't scared of the smoke, so.
Hey. That's how it's got to be. And fellas, listen, you out here playing women and manipulating women, remember, that boomerang got to come back eventually. And it don't feel good when it hits your side of your head.
And eventually, you got to pay the piper. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. It's you, definitely. It comes back to you in one way or another. You know what I'm saying? And some women, you know what a woman told me years ago? She said a lot of men, they have daughters, because they were players back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And their daughter, then now they got to deal with their daughter, you know what I'm saying? And that's dealt with that hurt. So, because she didn't been played by a man. So, if karma don't come get you, it may come get your kids.
Yep. And you got to remember, you ever notice like pastor's kids? They be the worst kids at school. They be staying doing the most. It's not an accident. Think about it. Food for thought.
And also another thought for y'all, the church ain't always the best place for y'all, you know what I'm saying? If you know, you know. Because it'd be some of the messiest ones.
For real.
Hey, the messiest ones.
As a devout Christian, I'm not going to sit here and not say church hurt not real. There's a lot of people who won't go to church because they went to a ministry, you know, they got raped, or they got emotionally or physically abused. Someone in their family or one of the close friends did. Something bad happened to them. And I'm truly, truly sorry that happened. But I also will say, as now being a member of a very nice ministry that has really changed and impacted my life significantly, I'm letting y'all know that if you continue to look for the right ministry, God is real. Very real. And we could talk about that in DMs again. JD Jugg's Book of Clarity, at Book of Clarity on IG. Hit me up if you need to talk about it. But I'm just letting you know there is ministry out there for you. You just got to get to the right one. And Vic, bro, Pastor TD Jakes, bro. Pastor TD Jakes. Have you ever, I can't even say it. Pause. Just for even thinking about, you know what I was about to say. I'm not even going to say it on your program.
You know bro. What?
But it started with
I almost said, you know, I know what you're going to say. And because I was about to say it too, because it's like, God, it's like, you don't want to believe it. Is it true?
I was sitting outside like, hey, we don't know what really happened. Then I saw that clip.
Oh, my goodness. And now everybody saying it.
On the pulpit?
And I'm like.
In the pulpit?
In the pulpit.
Oh man, it is the way he said it.
But you know what's crazy, bro? The crazy part is you got DJs out here remixing that shit, bro. Man, you got DJs out here making songs off of it.
Sway the remix guy was on that so fast, bro. Oh my goodness, bro. You know what? We all got skeletons in our closet or whatever. But, bro, you got to come clean.
You need to come clean for the people within your church and that follow you.
Gotta come
clean. Who you need to come clean for, not just you. You gotta complain for people that follow you and listen to your every word. You gotta come if you. It's okay if you did it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the end of the world.
Well, Jesus still saves, but you gotta step down, big dog, because the allegations. And it's not just T.D. Jakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the latest person to be involved. The stuff that, you know, him being tied to Diddy. You know, we know where that's going with the whole Diddy situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah, to the ones that didn't tell. Cat Williams said, you got to tell them no. A lot of y'all, and it's showing that some of y'all didn't listen to Cat Williams.
Hey, bro. Listen, different strokes for different folks, but woo, but he way left that one.
I think 2024 was probably going to continue to be the year where everything gets exposed, and it's crazy. I didn't think it'd be this year, but I'm like, damn, everything coming out to the light, man.
And because of Black History Month, shout out to our to the big bro, Uncle Shay Shay, Uncle Shannon Sharp, with Club Shay Shay doing. Big numbers. I think it was one number two on Apple Podcasts. And he got Nightcap with Ocho Cinco. Man. Hey, you doing your thing in the podcast game.
Yes. Hey, Unc, this man. Hey, send us about that Le Portier cognac. We will definitely advertise it. And tell Ocho send some cigars, too. We will definitely pull up those things for y'all, man.
Bro, hey,
shout out to Undo. He doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he's doing everything with one.
And I just want to say this real quick. I hate to cut you off, Vic, but I want to say this real quick for the haters. Y'all talk real nasty about Uncle Shay when he was on Undisputed with racist Skip Bayless.
Mm-hmm.
That man disrespected his entire legacy to his face.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Shannon took the high road. He almost did it. He took his glasses off. He's like, you know what? I'm going to take the high road.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm going to take the high road, but Fox execs already done made the decision that we're going to ride with Skip, which, Fox, I'm looking at y'all like, y'all going to ride with him? But now...
And now his show trash. Nobody talk about his show.
It's like, no, I wanted to watch for Keyshawn and Richard Sherman and Lil Wayne every once in a while, but you don't even watch for them.
You ain't sitting there watching them for Skip. Listen, man, I'm going to say, Apple Podcasts, look what God did for this man when he stepped out in faith on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And he owns Club Shay Shay. He ain't got no network telling him what he can and can't do.
That's major.
A beautiful place to be, man.
That's major. That's major.
Now that's some Black history right there.
Yes, that is some Black history. And also, Black folks, we gotta stop building up these damn networks and start having our own, because also we gotta support our own too. Because look at what the fuck we did for Fox. If you look at the history of the whole entire Fox network, it was built on Black people. Black shows were the reason Fox got the money to get the rights to sports packages. It was Black shows to where they can branch off and do Fox News, and you see how that turned out. And now it's because of Black people we got Tubi now.
Yeah, and you know, they're using Tubi to recoup their money. And you know, just like you said, Vic, the shows in the 90s, what was that, Living Single? There's a whole bunch of shows that came out. Fox owned all those shows. When they made the money, guess they went and started Fox News. And Fox News, who has it hurt the worst? Mm. Who has it hurt the worst? Our community. And now everybody's on Tubi. We can't keep being stupid. We're too smart.
Yeah.
We're too talented. We're too valuable for this.
We really are.
I know fan base is Black owned. Shout out to the owner of Fan Base. I can't remember I think it's Demetrius. I cannot remember that gentleman's name right now. But he has his own social media platform. You got Fan Base. You got Quelly TV out here. You know, you could even jump on TikTok, even though it's not a Black-owned platform. There's other options to have your dream. If Vic can have his dream, look at Talk, you know, going over 2 years strong. And I got my show, Black Guy Talking About Politics in Florida, progressively. Yes. And doing my thing. You guys could do it too. You don't got to depend on them folks. You do not have to depend on them folks. Ownership is everything. And when Vic make it big, and he is going to make it big, I'm saying it right here before the big dogs come on and try to take over his show. When he make it big, he going to be calling the shots. He going to select Uncle Nearest and LaPodier and sign those on his show. He don't have to listen to the big execs. And he going to recoup the advances and the royalty funds. He don't have to ask to check from nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He's going in his pocket. So we appreciate your support for the men's only round, man.
Yes, we appreciate the support. 24. Yes, we appreciate the support for the men's only round. Juggy, if you know, once I make it big, I definitely got to have you as my lieutenant over here keeping motherfuckers in line, you know what I'm saying? I definitely going to need you over here because, hey, and we're going to do what we can to make the blow the book of clarity because we got to get some black politicians on your show, man. The ones that are actually making an impact, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we get the mayors, the ones that are actually giving a damn about the community. Now, if you want to bully the ones that don't give a damn about the community, then hey, I'll sit there and listen to you just go off on them and berate them, make their asses cry if you want to, but hey, I'm here for it.
Hey, listen, I actually got a plan. Now, we're going to talk about it off air, but I actually got a plan in place of how I want to do just for St. Pete and Tampa. And I think we can make all things, both of the shows grow together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man. Yes,
that's real.
We winning in 2024. 2024, yes, we're going to the top.
And shout out to all the fellas that couldn't make it. You know what I'm saying? If any fellas listening to this, y'all want to come on. Y'all come on, get this smoke with the men. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're calling y'all out. Come on down, get the smoke with the big dogs. Have the man talk because we do this every month, y'all. And we want to thank y'all for listening to us. Listening to us for this man talk every month. This is what we do. Whether it's on Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, wherever you get your platforms at. Be sure to check out both podcasts. Be sure to support everybody. This has been Liquor Talk. This has been the men's only round edition of Liquor Talk. We're taking over for the 24 and the 25. We out this thing, y'all. Subscribe, like, and comment. Holler at us. Remember, we both want to smoke, so holler at us.